with Martin Bester.
Ons hang saam met die ene enigste Bouer Bosch. Horrible word teens, man.
Ja, dit het so onverwachts gebeur, en ek dink, ja, dit is, sikker goed, dit is altijd so sad, dit laat mense het wonder, jy kyk na jouself en gaan het, hoe lewe jy jou lewe, en dit wat jy maak met jou lewe, en jy as muzikant, en ja, dit is een goeie, dit is asof jy speel opgehou word, en jou eie lewe kyk, maar ook om hom te vier, ek meen, die tributes wat inkom, Bobby van Jaarsveldsin is so powerful, maar ek ken die story van, hoe Teens het vir Bobby onder sy vlerk geneem, het, en nou, het is vir Bobby van Jaarsveldsin, dit is beautiful, so, Teens' legacy is insane, he gave back to Afrikaans, he gave back to so many up and coming, artists en
hoeveel kunstenaars oor die jare wou nie soos Teens geklink het nie.
Yeah.
Probeer soos Teens klink.
Ja. Begin rook wat jy soos Teens klink.
As jy by 'n fees is,
ja.
En van die fees met die multiple line-ups is daar ten minste 'n paar ouens op die line-up wat soos Teens
klink. Ja.
Ja, it's like die uitspraak is baie spesifiek geweest en sy klank natuurlijk ook baie spesifiek. Te dank ook aan Anton en Wondergaan met hom. Ek wil actually met hom opvang.
En daar het nog niemand soos hy geklink nie, intussen.
Nee, not the real, there could be only one.
Ja.
En hy is weg. Het jylle ooit paie gekruis?
Ons het een show saam gedoen, om het obviously met musicfeeste word die genres maar baie saam geboek, so met een rockband en like a country pop sanger word nie soms saam geboek nie, maar ons het een feest saam gedoen in Richards Bay.
Ja?
En dit was seker 15 ander kunstenaars, so die hele vliegtuig was like vol die room van Afrikaanse muzikante. En ek het nou net Teens was baie uit die great sin vir humor gehad, en net voor die vliegtuig opgestuig het, toe staan hy op en toe sê, as hierdie vliegtuig vandag val, dan is Yuri Els weer die topverkoper in Afrikaans. Yes. Maar hy hele vliegtuig, allemaal barse uit van die lach, en allemaal is dit, mag ons lach vir Yuri? Wat gaan Yuri uit? Maar dit was so special, Sam.
Hy het een goeie sin vir humor gehad. Dude, gepraat van lach. How did you get involved in all these adverts and things that make us laugh like this?
Ja.
En wie se idee is daar? I mean, net in vir mense, net gauw jy so a reference te gee. I mean, this one...
Why do I smell bright lace?
I don't know, sir. It's probably a felt fire outside.
Andy, what did I say about brown in the office?
If I want to bribe the office, I need to bribe for everybody.
Don't get fired. Get fired up for Friday.
May the voters be with us, guys.
Good one, Andy. Good one.
And so for other great ads.
Ja, ek dink, ek en Benny Fourie, my vernoot in ons maatskapie, ons was saam op universiteit 15 jaar terug, and we love improv comedy, and we dabbled in sketch comedy for like 15 years ago, and then we did a movie called Fail Was Goed, and we just like the concept of story, and we like to, om lang vorm, soos a film, like 90 minute, ons is lief het daai, en ook die concept van om 'n 30 sekonde story te vertel, van dieselfde principles geld, en ons is maar net bevoorreg genoeg om vriende gehad het met die ouens, ek weet nie of ek hulle naam mag noem, King Price Insurance en Lekker Slaap, en dis ons van ons grootste kliënte, en ek dink hoe ons skryf is ons, dis goed dat regtig met ons gebeur het. So laas jaar het ons een gedoen van 'n vrou wat afgetrek word by 'n roadblock, en toe word sy getoets, en toe sê die ou vir sy is hot, en sy sê toe dankie, en sy het soek 'n permit, so daar was 'n groot misverstand, en dit is goed dat regtig gebeur het met my en Benny, toe ons afgetrek was in 'n roadblock. So baie van die goed is eintlik dit, so ons, ek dink ons trek uit goed uit die land het, en ek dink die lekkering van Suid-Afrika is, we're such a diverse nation, we like to laugh with each other, sometimes we laugh at each other, but there's a lot of South Africanisms that we can just relate to, it doesn't matter your background or your culture group or your language or whatever, and that's the thing with comedy, it's such a universal language, and ek dink ons is maar net bevoorreg genoeg om dieselfde sin vir humor te hê, because comedy is such a difficult thing. I mean, people don't laugh at the same thing.
No, but it your curiosity and your wit, I suppose, it doesn't surprise me that you are so curious about other people.
Yeah.
People that are not necessarily you.
Yeah.
Verstaan jy? Wat nie soos jy is nie.
Yeah.
A lot of creative people. I mean, isn't that what creativity is all about?
Yeah.
Drawing inspiration from different places, finding out, being curious.
Yeah.
Pushing yourself.
Exactly.
So it's no surprise really. I mean, why are people surprised that you would be very, very curious and that you are so eager to reach out?
Yeah. My opa had altijd gezegd, if you ask questions, you're dumb. If you don't ask questions, you stay dumb. So this
wow.
this dieting.
Oh, I like
and
that.
I think
that's true.
In a country like South Africa, like ons praat te veel van mekaar en te min met mekaar. Mm, en dit hoef nie een baie diep emotionele ding te wees, maar net in die kleine nuances om jou vriend te verstaan wat Zulu is of wat Xhosa is, om uit te vind wat aangaan in sy lewe en wat is snaaks in sy wereld. Iets soos Lebola wat ons nie regtig verstaan nie. Ek meen, dit is so 'n fascinerende ding. Ek meen, ons is goed in elke kultuur en ek dink, as jy gaan nieuwsgierig bly, gaan jy altyd kan groei en oop wees om 'n beter mens te word.
I find it interesting as an artist and a South African. Firstly, as an artist, because you and the industry that we are in, the temptation to get caught up in yourself is so great.
Mm-hmm.
If you do one thing well once in your life and get applause for it, a lot of people just become very inward there and very self-focused and stagnate.
Mm. Yeah.
If you look at some of the most incredible artists, actors, singers, writers in the world, are always people that were curious. Mm. That were open to other influences, ask questions. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Yeah, and open to other spaces as well, and also open to fail. Because sometimes you're going to walk into a space, then we have to weer probeer en weer probeer, and that's just how life works as well.
Boer Bosch is not scared of failing with certain arguments,
definitely,
and with some people,
yeah.
For in my books, you win every time, but yeah, the point
but,
is.
No, but if you're wrong, that's how you grow. That's you have to celebrate the fails as well.
Yeah.
I think.
That's fine. That's fine. You don't have to. It's fine making mistakes. It's fine having a different opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's fine changing your opinion. It's fine having held an opinion.
Can
you are allowed to change your mind, people.
Yeah. Can we say that as well?
Yes.
Really? Yeah. We live in such a strange world where a person can make one mistake and that will define you.
Forever.
The world will be outraged about that. 100% for the and I'm like, it's fine, it's okay.
Yeah.
If you're really sorry or you've done something wrong and
you
want to change it.
More.
You just learned, that was what I was gonna say. If you were educated with something that you didn't know in the past, you're allowed to take that and then change your mind or change your opinion on something because now you know better.
Also,
so you can do better. Yes. Mm.
Also okay. I don't know where the show is going to go from here. For me,
I don't know. Hey?
For me, that was like a climax. Can we close the show early today?
Yeah. Okay, bye.
I'll 2 hours of Dr. Phil.
I'll invoice you guys just for the little mental session we have.
We like it now.
Bye-bye, donkey. I mean, we're normally pretty superficial, but now...
No, man.
Now that we've set it this high, I mean, nothing great can happen from here, everybody.
Just play some makeup music.
Or I can give away 10,000 records. We got a brand new song to play. That's Universe, Straatlig Kinders, and Francois van Kuyk. Ons hang saam met Boer Bosch. And ons chat net.
With your other family.